The second minach is Parak Gidalf Mishnah Tes. Stay alechem necholos in papos mishnayim below yetzer asloser. The stay alechem, which is brought onto wood together with the snake kids yetzer, is eaten no less than the second day from when it was baked, and no more than the third day that it was baked, meaning we never keep it around from the time it was baked more than 3 days. As the baking of the stay alechem is not done on schools itself, it's done before schools. Keta. What's the case? Nefos me'erev yantiv, v'necholos b'yantiv l'shayim. In a normal case, it's baked on erev yantiv, and eaten on yantiv, on tavua. So therefore, it's eaten on the second day from when it was baked. Chol yantiv lios achar Shabbos. Necholos l'shoshim. Ishvuos comes out on Sunday, so then it can't be baked neither on Shavuos nor on the previous day, which is Shabbos. So it's baked on erev Shabbos and eaten on Shavuos. The Shavuos lechem has to be eaten on Shavuos itself. So therefore, it's eaten on the third day from when it was baked. We keep it around from Friday till Sunday. Lechem ha'panim necho ein pakol mitisha below yeser al achadasar. The lechem ha'panim is eaten no less than the ninth day from when it was baked, and we don't keep it around more than the 11th day from when it was baked. Keza. What's the case? Necho be'erev Shabbos b'necho b'Shabbos letisha. In a normal case, it's baked on erev Shabbos. It's put on the shulchan on Shabbos. It's kept there a whole week, and it's eaten the following Shabbos. So therefore, in a normal case, it's eaten on the ninth day from when it was baked, as it's baked on Friday and eaten the following Shabbos. Chol yontiv lios erev Shabbos necho lasar. If yontiv came out on erev Shabbos, so it can't be baked on erev Shabbos, as the baking of the lechem ha'panim is not dilcha yontiv, so therefore it has to be baked on Thursday, and it's eaten only the following Shabbos, and therefore it's eaten on the 10th day from when it was baked. Shnei yamin tovim shal Rosh Hashanah. If 2 days of Rosh Hashanah come out on Thursday and Friday, so now it can't be baked on Thursday or Friday, so therefore it has to be baked on Wednesday. It's put on the shulchan on Shabbos and eaten the following Shabbos. Nechol l'chadasar. That's the case on which the lechem ha'panim is eaten on the 11th day from when it was baked. But that is the most extreme case. It's never kept from the time it was baked more than 11 days. Now, even though in such a case in which Rosh Hashanah came out on Thursday and Friday, so the following Shabbos would be Yom Kippur, so now it can't be eaten on the 11th day either, since the 11th day is Yom Kippur. The answer is that it would be eaten Matzah Yom Kippur, and that's still called the 11th day, even though officially it's Sunday, but by Kachem HaLaila Holech Achar HaYom, the following night is still considered part of the same day, so therefore, even though it's only eaten on the Matzah of the 11th day, it's still called the 11th day. Ve'en Adocha Lo'et HaShabbos V'lo'et HaYantiv. The baking of the Shtei HaLechem HaLechem HaPanav is not Docha neither Shabbos nor Yantiv, even though the Shtei HaLechem is eaten on Shavuos, it's not Docha Shavuos. You can't bake Shtei HaLechem HaShavuos. It has to be baked before that. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I remember Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Ben Askan, Docha Es Yantiv Ve'en Adocha Es Yom Tzor. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Askan. It is Docha Yantiv. You could bake the Lechem HaPanim, the Shtei HaLechem on Yantiv, but it's not Docha a Yom Tzom, meaning to say Yom Kippur. You can't bake the Lechem HaPanim, the Shtei HaLechem on Yom Kippur, but you could bake it on Yantiv. Second Menachos, Perek Yibbeis, Mishnah Aleph, HaMenachos, Vanezachan, Shenimlu, Ad Shalo Kitchu B'Kli. Yeshlan Pidgin. Somebody has marked the flour to be used for Menachos, or Yayin to be used for Nezachan, and they became Tamei before he was Mekadesh B'Kli, before they were put into a Kli Shari. In such a case, it's possible to redeem them onto money, and the money would have kedusha, and the flour and the yain could be used for his own purposes. As called man, they weren't put into a kli; they only have a kedusha pad, not a kedusha haguf. That's a lesser kedusha, so therefore, it's possible to redeem it. Even so, you can only redeem it if it becomes tamei. But if it doesn't become tamei, you're not allowed to redeem it, as since the menachos and the nesachim would be put on the mizbeach, anything that is right to be put on the mizbeach, you cannot redeem it if it didn't become tummy. Misha kachu b'kli ein lehem pidyon. But after the flour or the yain was put into a kli shari, now it has a kedusha hagov, a stronger kedusha. Now you no longer can redeem them. Even if it becomes tummy, you can't redeem it. Instead, you would have to burn it. Ha'okos v'ha'esim v'ha'levona u'kli shari. Ein lehem pidyon. Shelo nemar ela b'behemah. And oh, that somebody was marked to be used for a korban, or Aitzim that was nigdas to be put on the mizbeach, or Lavona that was nigdas to be put on the mizbeach, or somebody who was marked a kli to be used as a kli shari. You cannot redeem them. Even if it becomes tummy, it cannot be redeemed, as only a behemoth which was nigdas for a korban could be redeemed. And only then if it gets a mum. As we learn out from the pasuk, that somebody who was marked a behemoth to be used for a korban, if it gets a mum, you could redeem it, because it doesn't have a mum, you cannot redeem a behema which was nigdash, but all the other things mentioned here, even if it becomes tame or a mum happened to the oak, you cannot redeem it, as that was the Torah allowed to redeem a behema, only by behema, not by other things that have kedushas hagod.